This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, hey, what a week to kick off here on America Tonight. As we're coming up on another Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Start thinking about it if you haven't already. You know, it's a good time to keep one of those daily gratitude journals. You can go back and look. It's always neat to track that kind of stuff, right? Unless you're a politician. It is America Tonight, and I am Kate Delaney. So here we are, and we start with a couple of things, including the end of Dale Jr. Goodbye to NASCAR. Pretty teary-eyed. And in the NASCAR world, the Earnhardt family, of course, is royalty. That's why I bring it up right at the top. Speaking of royalty in country music, they've lost a legend, Mel Tillis. He would be the equivalent there as well. In the meantime, wow, Zimbabwe, lots and lots of protests over what's going on in Zimbabwe, and Robert Mugabe defying all of the cries that he should resign. He addressed the nation on Sunday. We're going to tell you about what happened there. But closer to home, what is the big argument politically? Because, of course, coming into the week, there's always the talking heads on the Sunday night show, the Sunday morning shows, rather, and that's what I like to call it. It's the Sunday swirl. And in the Sunday swirl, what really was at work? A couple of things. Taxes still hanging in the balance, and tax plans heavily discussed, but that's not the only thing. Besides taxes, there's all of this avalanche of what's going to happen with Roy Moore. And you had the White House saying that the president has serious concerns about Moore, but that Alabama should decide the judge's really fate against the Democrat Doug Jones, a former prosecutor. I agree. I mean, the bottom line is it is up to Alabama to decide what they want to do, not the rest of the nation. There is massive political polling on this and public thoughts and polls on this, too. You know, would you elect him and whatnot, especially in this current climate? But it doesn't matter what people nationally think. It matters what the people of Alabama think. And that is the bottom line. But I don't think these stories are going to stop. I think the stories are absolutely going to continue. Besides what's going on with Moore, and I mentioned this, taxes. You had Senator Cotton talking about taxes of a different sort, saying the insurance mandate is a tax on the poor and has to go now, because this is part of what the back and forth was, as I mentioned, on the swirl. That's what I call it. So Senator Tom Cotton, the Republican from Arkansas, says he supports the Senate's plan to repeal the individual health care mandate. We're all aware of that, right? If you get your own health insurance, and is pushing for Congress to return to health care after taxes, because he says we need to solve all the problems that Obamacare made worse in our health care system. He was on CBS's show called Face the Nation, of course, and he said, I hope next year that we return to health care, but right now I'm focused on this tax bill. And, of course, talking about the whole mandate and whether or not it's going to have an impact on anyone who wants to get health insurance under Obamacare's individual exchanges or under the Medicaid expansion and under their employer's plan. So that's where that sits. There's been tons of criticism in lots of directions over this, and Cotton was one of those guys that is rebuking the criticisms of the individual mandate repeal in the Senate, because he says it's misguided politics. It doesn't impact anyone's health care. It just removes a tax that was slapped on the poor. So people who couldn't even afford what they were doing were getting slammed with the possibility of a tax on top of it to add insult to injury. And we'll see where that all ends up. And then, of course, infrastructure. This is the other huge piece of the puzzle for this president, who talked about infrastructure falling down around us and the need to bolster our infrastructure and to streamline what's going on. But there's a lot of problems to that, and there's a lot of money problems to that, for sure, in trying to make that happen, because it's the business of politicians to get in the way, right? And all the red tape is outrageous. You could probably wrap it around the United States 25 times. And what are the jurisdictions? In fact, there was a huge in-depth piece Sunday in the New York Times talking about how do you do that? What do you do with infrastructure? And I think it was dead on. The agencies that don't agree, some of the things that I mentioned. The president had the executive order back in August to help streamline infrastructure plans. But they've had to put it in the background, in the back burner, on the back burner, because of the major hurricane relief packages, because of Obamacare repeal and replace blowing up, because of the budget, because of tax reform. It's no longer number one on the list, number two on the list, three, four, or five, really. It's further down the chain, even though it was heavily discussed on the trail and heading into the White House. It hasn't gone in the direction the president hoped, but because some of the money woes, you can see how it's absolutely not going to be something that's going to be tackled for a while. Speaking of not tackling something for a while, as I jam in a lot of thoughts here at the top of the show, and I'm going to throw this one out too. I talked about the XL pipeline a ton. For the last 4 years, I've had people on in all directions on this. Now what's interesting is Nebraska finally is ready to do something. The regulators there are set to decide Monday whether to approve or deny an in-state route for the planned pipeline. It's the last hurdle facing the project, which is being done by TransCanada Corporation. The Nebraska Public Service Commission's ruling is on the Nebraska route, like I said, that they propose to complete for the $8 billion, 1,179-mile pipeline that would take the oil from Alberta, Canada, to the Texas Gulf Coast refineries. It would cross a lot of states, Montana, South Dakota, most of Nebraska, to Steel City, Nebraska, and a vote in favor of the proposed route through Nebraska would certainly help the project, which has been massively delayed. It was rejected by Obama back in 2015 because they were talking about carbon pollution then, and then Trump revived it in March, approving a permit. So then the wheels started to turn again, but environmental activists and some landowners have definitely stood in the middle of this for more than a decade. So what's interesting here is, what will they say? What will happen out of this Nebraska Public Service Commission? And they're really forbidden by law from factoring pipeline safety or the risk of spills into the decision, because that's on the feds. So they won't take that into account. That won't be part of this. It is either yes or no on this preferred route. Which direction will they go? Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag coming up around the bend on ATN.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Interrupt her dulcet tones. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So start thinking about that, what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for all of you because I keep saying this over the years. It's incredible how much email that I receive. If this were a post office, nobody else could really receive any mail because it would be full of all of the thoughts that you're sending me. And it's kind of all over the place this time around, so I thought it would be fun to jump on the mailbag right away. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's definitely do that. All right, this one is from Jay, who says, Kate, I have to mention a sports thing here. I just happened to notice because this game wrapped up a while ago. I don't know if you'll read this or not, but yay on your Eagles. They beat up those Dallas Cowboys, and so now they are 9-1. I'm not necessarily a huge Eagles fan, but I like the Eagles because you like the Eagles, and I like that nail the score thing that you do, and I'm going to call in next week when you nail the score. So speaking of nail the score, that will come up on our next show in the last segment of hour one. So the next show, we're going to do an early version of Nail the Score because, of course, Thanksgiving, you have games, etc., and then people are heading off for Thanksgiving. And I hope all of you are going to be with friends, family, etc., wherever it is. Or, hey, even if you're by yourself, hopefully you're going to get some of the great Thanksgiving treats that so many we'll be eating, of course, and across the country, whatever it is, if it's pumpkin pie for you, or if it's turkey, or if it's mashed potatoes, whatever it might be. And speaking of that, we go to this one from Mac, who says, Kate, how many turkeys do you think are cooked on Thanksgiving Day? How many turkeys are cooked on Thanksgiving Day? That is such a broad question that I have no clue. I mean, I remember I had a stat one time about this that we were giving away. This is a long time ago. We were giving away coupons for turkeys, and Butterball had all kinds of statistics on Thanksgiving Day turkeys, and it was such a, I mean, it's such a cultural tradition, etc. It was such a high, a crazy high number. I mean, you have to go back, what, to the 1600s for the Pilgrims and the first celebration of it, and some of what they ate, we still, you know, pumpkin and berries and all that stuff shows up on a lot of tables, and of course now it's turned into other things, hot rolls and mince pies and, you know, you name it. But the actual amount of turkey sold, they say that American turkey growers raise 270 million plus turkeys that would be processed into 5 billion pounds of turkey meat. And then if you were to look at the value of that meat, it'd be like something like $8 billion. Oh my gosh, isn't that crazy? I mean, and who knows the exact amount? Of course, how would we ever know that? We wouldn't know that. I think the most difficult, or I shouldn't say difficult, I think the most interesting thing about turkeys is how people do them. Do they fry them? Do they do them the traditional way? Do they put the stuffing inside? Do they do that separately? There are certain family traditions, I think, that carry over. So it depends on what your family, you know, it depends on what your family does. So that's a good question, and there is not a definite answer to it, but you heard my answer as to what the estimated kind of guess is, I think, on that. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Jerome, who's listening to us in the great state of Florida, woohoo, and says, Miss Kate, I'm so frustrated by the healthcare system. Obamacare was crap. What they're talking about is crap. Isn't there another way around this? Well, I go back to decades and decades ago when they were first started to work on this. If it had been worked out in the 70s, let's face it, it probably would be a much better system. And it's a nightmare. It is. It's a nightmare. It's complicated. Doesn't cover anything. Because you have pre-existing conditions now. That's not going to matter. But is it fair to throw an individual mandate out there, especially when half the time you're not going to be able to service most of these people anyway? It seems so backwards to me. And you had so many doctors that bailed in the first place because they couldn't stand to have to try to deal with all of the nonsense, the fallout, etc. Now the premiums are sky high. Oh, man. Really? So can you afford it is the other question. You know, that's the other question. And we'll see if they take that individual mandate, if that goes away, if the fine goes away or not. Because that used to be, this is what they would have in place so it would encourage people to get the health insurance because it wouldn't be worth it for them to bail on it. All right, here's another one from The Axe who says, Kate, David Cassidy in critical condition. I think I love you. How many times do you hear that on the radio when you listen to the 70s music? I'm a Sirius XM listener and they have a specific channel for it. Oh, it makes me so, so sad. David Cassidy was a part of my childhood. Yeah, you know, he was the heartthrob in the Partridge Family. And it is true. He's being treated at a Fort Lauderdale hospital. And he's in the intensive care unit. He has a breathing tube. He is conscious, they say. And family and friends are there. They're just taking it day by day. They don't know what caused his problems. He has organ failure. So at 67, earlier this year they were saying he was battling dementia. Wow. Oh, he was so popular in the 70s. And even after the 70s, he had spikes in popularity. But, he did say he had this dementia thing. And he said dementia when he was asked about that, dementia ran in his family, and it affected both his grandfather and his mother. And he said he was in denial, but he knew it was something that would probably be coming, and that's very sad. Wow, David Cassidy. I missed that interview thing, so I had no clue. All right, here's Jan chiming in with this, saying, Kate, how many people do you think actually legitimately have off on Thanksgiving, and how many are working? Well, if I could look at my crystal ball and give you numbers, I would tell you exactly. If you're traveling somewhere and you're on the road, I guarantee it's going to be crowded. And if you're working, you're not alone, because now so many places are up and going on Thanksgiving. You know, remember it was like everything was closed on Thanksgiving, on New Year's, on Christmas. But now a lot of places stay open, or they start to deal with people because they get a jump on Black Friday, so they have all kinds of specials, and then people are running around doing that, and then all the people that work there, of course, are coming in because somebody has to wait on the people, right? So more people work on Thanksgiving, I think, than back in the olden days. You know, back when I was a little kid, I mean, like I said, to me it seemed like everything was a ghost town. I don't remember hardly anything being opened. So the answer to that question is that, sadly. I mean, very sad if you think about it, right? All right, how about this? With this last one, this one is from Bruce, who says, Kate, what do you think about Mugabe and the fact that he won't resign? Yeah, he's the only leader Zimbabwe has had since it became independent in 1980. But he's just gathered a lot of strength, and he vowed he wasn't going anywhere in this address on over the weekend, and he's been stripped of his power and expelled from his party. So I don't know, where is he going to go if they stripped him from everything? I don't know. Where could he possibly go if they're saying, well, you don't exist as far as the realm of politics is concerned here? And the answer is, there's nowhere for him to go. I mean, if they voted him out, they voted him out, and that's part of the acceptance thing, I suppose. But think about how long he's been in that position. He doesn't know anything else. Back in a flash here on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lines. And it means we crisscross across the United States and give you a little sampling of what people are talking about in their backyards. Probably a lot of what, I say this all the time in America Tonight, a lot of what we have in common is that we're talking about some of the same outrageous things or some of the same great things that are happening. It doesn't always have to be something that's negative. It could be something that's positive that all of us are reacting to, and it doesn't matter what kind of accent we have or where we are, we have an opinion on it, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do we all possibly have an opinion on? This is just so bloody sad, and I've seen this all over the place, but I'll say that it popped up first for me in the New York Daily News. How about this Border Patrol agent that died and the partner was injured in Texas? You know, we talk about the demands on the Border Patrol agents and the fact that there aren't enough of them. There's not enough people that want the gigs. Not anymore. So now as we talk about this building a border wall, and we talk about some of these Spartan areas. You had a 36-year-old Border Patrol agent who died on Sunday morning in an off-duty attack, though, and this happened in Texas. So he was killed at the southern border, and then another one was badly hurt. And who were they? Well, one of them was a El Paso native, Agent Raj, that was his nickname, Martinez, and his wounded partner. So there's not a lot of details on this other than to say that he was a border agent for 4 years, and his partner. The two of them were dispatched to an unspecified incident near Interstate 10 and the Van Horn Station jurisdiction along the Mexican border. And I know that area from having worked there, and it's really sad, and it's not necessarily a Spartan area. So what are they going to say? Senator Ted Cruz released a statement just saying, our condolences and prayers go out to the family and friends of Border Patrol agent Raj, you know, Martinez, who was killed this morning in the line of duty. We're also praying for the full recovery of his partner who was attacked. And the details, we don't know a lot of the details on this, but I do, like I said, know that area. It's not a Spartan area that we're talking about. So they're gathering information during the day on Sunday afternoon, trying to figure out what happened, how this happened. And the FBI, of course, all over this. I mean, absolutely all over this. So this is a story that lots of people are talking about. You need more Border Patrol agents. Where do you find them? Where do you get them when you can't find them? And this is one of the pushes, is to have more people guarding those areas. So let's move from the New York Daily News to the San Francisco Chronicle. How about this? NFL, the big winner in return to Mexico City. That's right. The Raiders in New England played. New England routed the Raiders 33-8. But in the San Francisco Chronicle, and so you think about the Raiders still hanging around in that hometown for a while, but what they're saying is it might be the favorite sport, soccer, but there's no shortage of fanatical football fans because they are passionate about it and they're going crazy in the stands. So that's worth a conversation. What is it about that? I think it's just the blood sport of it. I just do. So no matter what, they were obviously excited that football was there. Who's running it? What's going on? What we care about is making it happen. Right? So that's one. Another headline, I think, that could be shared from the San Francisco Chronicle, that would have interest for other people. And if we kind of just move along, we take a sampling from all parts of the country. So if we look at the Chicago Tribune, what were they talking about in Chicago? Were they talking about the Bears' loss to the Lions 27-24? So that wasn't good, and that makes headline news because people talk about it possibly more than anything else because it gets played up a lot, right? It gets played up big time. Other interesting nuggets that were part of the headlines was what we talked about at the top, Trump firing back at, well, we didn't talk about this, but we have it on the list. Trump firing back at LeVar Ball for saying he did nothing to help UCLA players in China. I mean, look, that's ridiculous. Those three idiots decide they're going to steal sunglasses, and they're lucky the worst didn't happen to them. So they're out of China. They're safe from jail. Boom. End of story. End of story. It's terrible. Stupid. Idiots. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, the UCLA players, they would have been headed to jail for I don't know how many years. 10 years? Something like that? It would have been crazy ridiculous. By the way, coming up in our next segment, a conversation with Ken Danico in the day called Mr. Devil. Set all kinds of records. Won 3 Stanley Cups. Yeah, three Stanley Cups. And still is with the Devils as a color analyst. That's great job security, isn't it? Definitely. Definitely. So he's coming up in our next segment. Before we get there, as we continue to look at the headers across the U.S., how about the Chicago Tribune? And one of their top stories is Chicago intends to sue U.S. Steel after two toxic spills into Lake Michigan this year. So they're expected to take that first step. They're going to file that lawsuit. And they probably have a good chance to win if you look at what the fine print says and what policies they're standing on. I mean, a chemical spill from this place that caused beaches in and around the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore to close and left officials really kind of scrambling to determine the extent of the damage to the local environment. So that's a story that I think lots of different people would be talking about. It happens to be in the Chicago Tribune. It pops up in the other papers, but it's not on above the fold, I guess, is what I'm saying. And it's big. It's huge. It's game changer. Game changer moment. Definitely. Now we move back in and around and snake around the other side of the nation. As I mentioned in the Chicago deal, it's interesting, if you go a little further south, you would pop up, well, there's a lot of different directions you could go, the Atlanta Constitution Journal is always a big favorite of a lot of people, and the Journal doesn't pull any punches, as it were. So if you look at the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is the only major daily in the metropolitan area of Atlanta, Georgia, you would get kind of a smattering, like all the other papers, of the fare that they're offering. And it's a very popular paper. So here's what they would have. Farewell to the Georgia Dome. Georgia Dome implosion to shutter. It'll more than shutter. But to shutter some MARTA lines on Monday. So needed a facelift is getting a facelift. The Georgia Dome. Or just tear that sucker down, which is what they're doing. Imploding the whole thing. Wow. So bye-bye to the Georgia Dome. I think of some of the great games that were played there, and it was like going back and there's no house. It'll be going back for some of those players, like, oof, where did the house go? Where'd you move the house? But maybe with the Georgia Dome being completely annihilated, pushes, I guess, business, I want to say, in different directions. How's that? Makes sense to me. And in the world of accusations and who is zooming who, this makes it into almost all the papers across the United States that I've checked, from the north to the south, southeast, southwest, west, east. Ryan Seacrest, who could not be more popular, and is all over the airwaves in a lot of different forms, including now, it's, you know, the Kelly and Ryan show. And something came out that somebody that had worked for a wardrobe stylist for a decade ago at E! News came forward filing a complaint saying that he behaved inappropriately. And he's saying, if I made her feel anything but respected, I'm truly sorry. But he's saying that he did not, he's shaken up, and he's saying that the allegations were not true, that he would cooperate with any corporate inquiries that could result as a result of that. Wow. Stay with us.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
As we come to the tail end of this hour anyway for America Tonight, a real treat to hang out with one of the best in the game. That would be the game of ice hockey. Ken Danico was known by his nickname, Mr. Devil. He won three Stanley Cups with the Devils, and I'm going to reemphasize this again, so just hang out for this. But I thought it'd be interesting to bring you a little slice of my other world and the sports world as we kind of lighten the load and have a conversation with, like I said, one of the best all time. He had more than one nickname, trust me. Ken Danico joins us now. You can catch him in the booth, of course, on MSG doing the Devil's Color. He's a color analyst and does a great job at that, too, as well. Won three Stanley Cups with the team. Ken, thanks for spending some time with us.
My pleasure, and I show my softer, kinder, gentler side now. So I know I'm maybe nicknamed Mr. Devil, but I really am an angel at heart. Please.
I love that. Oh, that imagery in my mind now that you just planted there. That's so, so funny. Hey, so Ken, I got to ask you this right at the top, because to me this was one of the crazy things that happened in the off season. There's always rules that change in hockey, as you know. And now you've got this failed offside challenge that results in a 2-minute penalty against the team that asked for the review. Wow, we've seen that affect a couple of games. How do you think that's going?
I think it's worked out the way the National Hockey League and the general managers who decided on this. It intended to, as far as, you know, it speeds the game up. Coaches were challenging far too often, in my opinion. And now you've got to make sure. You got to do your homework and make sure. You saw at times it could be used even as a timeout if your team's not playing that well. And if you lose, you lose. I know you lost your timeout at the end. But a lot bigger ramifications now with the two-minute mark. So I think it's worked out pretty effectively.
Yeah, and saying that, the whole idea of the speeding up the game, and of course, when your years with the Devils and talking about the trap and the kind of hockey that was played then, it seems like, you know, forever and ago when that happened. Is it because it's just different times, trying to get people more interested in the game, not to lose the younger people that are coming up? So do you think that's working?
Well, I think everybody thinks. I'm not so sure at times that offense is obviously more exciting. I've loved the game, and obviously the speed, the physicality has gone down. With that, you lose some character players, and obviously the fighting part of it, we could banter that for days, and it was part of my game, part of the generation I was involved in. I have a lot of respect for certain heavyweights that had a real tough job to do for so many years. You never saw a fan get up for popcorn when there was a fight, I'll tell you that for sure. So at times I enjoyed it, but I understand because of protecting players at all costs. And I will add that the concussion factor, when we went through that bad time, the fights were probably 5% of the concussions, if less, if you document it. It was more to do with the elbows to the head, the sticks, things like that. And the NHL's done everything they can to protect players at all costs, which to me, I understand and certainly helps kids and youth hockey that it's grown tremendously. We've seen throughout certainly the United States over the years. We know it's a religion in Canada where I grew up. Everybody loves hockey. If you didn't put on a pair of skates as soon as you were born, you didn't have a whole lot to do. But that's what we loved to do growing up. And now it's grown tremendously, even in southern states, non-traditional hockey markets. And I think as far as the protection for players in the National Hockey League, they are role models in the National Hockey League. So many kids watch that it's good. Everything they've implemented as far as protecting guys, as far as hits to the head. And yes, with that, they curb the fighting. A lot of that's legal ramifications, in my opinion, too. You gotta be careful because everybody looks back and always tries to blame it on this or that. And, you know, for me, it was a little different. I was old school and I believed I knew what I was getting into back then. It was a physical game. It was all part of it. And we've transitioned. And I enjoy the new speed, skill sets, levels, the skill level these guys have nowadays for sure. But I will add, and I say it all the time, everybody talks about a trap. It was just that our team was so damn good. That's it. We led the league in goals almost every Stanley Cup year. So we had plenty of offense. It wasn't our team didn't, it wasn't like we sat back. We led the league in 2000 in goals for, 2001 we were second. So we could do it all, but I have to always preface that because people never do their homework. Mm-hmm. The Los Angeles Kings, I might add, but nobody says anything. In 2012, were 30th in the National Hockey League goals. I never heard once about the Los Angeles Kings defense and their goaltending. So that's just the way it goes, and you got to follow it from that standpoint. Is people believe what they want to believe, but yes, the offense is great, and the Devils, my team, in fact, they're a much better skilled offensive team, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So lost a couple, but New Jersey in the East, in the Metropolitan, hey, on top, 19 and, you know, what, 19, 11 and 5 with the games played, 11 and 5. So looking and predicting and looking down the future, because it's still so early in the season, as I mentioned, we're not too far out of the gate, the 11-5 record. What do you see that's working so well besides that with New Jersey?
Well, I think, look, and again, still early. I know we're almost at the quarter point. All the Devils were looking to do was improve, be better. Last year, even Coach Hines had talked about it right in the training camp, a new mindset as far as they needed better players. They know that. And Ray Shiro, the general manager, has done an excellent job of bringing in young guys. But these young guys have had an impact. You could never anticipate they're going to have the impact that they would have. And having said that, it was being a harder team to play against. They wanted to change the mindset, the culture. I think every team's going to tell you that hasn't had much success over the last few years. And they've got more success. They're going to go through their growing pains. They've, you know, lost a tough one in Toronto, played extremely well, didn't score. The goals will not always come, but certainly they have a much better higher skilled team that's able to make plays, and it's been a lot of fun. And yes, goals are important. They're near, I think, top five in goals for in the National Hockey League. They lost the other night to Winnipeg playing a good game again. Again, it was just a 5-minute span where they struggled, and the Jets are a real high-flying offensive club and take advantage of mistakes. That's kind of what happened. But they're going to go through growing pains. I don't know where it's going to end by season's end. The Metropolitan is such a tough division. I think top to bottom, the teams are separated by 6 or 7 points. So you win 3 in a row, you're right in the mix. You lose 3 in a row, and you can drop awfully quickly. You can't have those sustained losing streaks. But the Devils are improved, and that's all they were looking to do. And we'll see where it ends and lands by the end of the season, if they can be a serious playoff contender or not.
Yeah. Ken, you mentioned it. Obviously, growing up in Canada, you made the joke, and you're right. What else is there to do? And everybody's just loves hockey and skating. Do you still skate?
Still playing charity alumni games every once in a while. Yeah, I love it. We're moving a lot slower, for sure. But when we get the opportunity, I travel with the team and have a player schedule, so I don't have a ton of time to do it. But love to get out with the kids every once in a while, because I've been in Jersey for 30-plus years. Have a lot of friends that their kids play, whether it's the high schools, whether it's minor hockey. And anytime I can get out there and lend a hand every once in a while, it's always fun to get out there and, like I said, play these games. But my heart always has the same mentality as when I was 25, so I think I can do everything I did back then. But the legs and the cardio doesn't let me do everything I want to do out there. But it's always a blast to get back on the ice every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can tell you love what you do. Last question, Ken. For you, when you were growing up, did you think you would have the career you had and the life that you're living?
I don't think anybody would expect that. I mean, I've said it many times and it's documented. I mean, when I was 7 years old, told my mother 50 times a day, I'm going to play in the National Hockey League. And my mother knew there was a small percentage that make it and pacified me and said, yeah, Kenny. But I don't know if she really believed it. And when I played my first game when I was 19 years old in Madison Square Garden in New York, so that was quite the thrill. And my mother has passed since then, a little lady of 5'1". Came to New York, she didn't really care much for the big cities and stuff, and she said, I don't care if he ever plays another game. If he didn't tell me 100 times a day, 100 times a day he was going to play, it just made it that much more gratifying for her to see that. And to play 1,200-plus and win Stanley Cups and all those things, that's your other dream, is to win a Stanley Cup. We would carry it over a garbage can over our head as kids, pretending it was a Stanley Cup when we were playing road hockey, and I'm sure a lot of other kids do the same thing. So I was very fortunate, played in a great organization, never had to go play anywhere else. But no, I was pretty happy just to get my opportunity to play as long as I did. Felt very fortunate, and I was a guy that just worked hard. I wasn't the most skilled, but I brought an element the team needed, and to play 20 years in all the games I did, I feel very grateful and played with a lot of great teammates and winning cups, which it was all about. So certainly been the Devils organization has been like family to me, and they've given me a lot. The game of hockey has as well.
I love it. Ken Danico, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Take care.
Wow, what an hour. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, you can always reach out to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in just like that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.